Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
Living just enough, just enough for the city.
If you live in the city of Wausau, you may want to make a special effort to vote on Tuesday, April 7th, because the very future of your community is at stake. For on that day, Wausau residents will weigh in on whether they want their city to be led by a full-time elected mayor, or if they want to entrust the day-to-day management of city affairs to a full-time administrator who reports to the city council and a part-time mayor. I'm Glenn Moberg. There are strongly held beliefs and good arguments on both sides of this issue, and you'll hear them during the next hour on Route 51 from Wausau Alderman Keene Winters, a city administrator advocate, and former Mayor Linda Lawrence, a full-time mayor advocate. We'll get perspective from Ed Miller. He's a UW Stevens Point political science professor and co-director of the Center for the Small City. And a little bit later in the program, we'll hear from former Mayor John Robinson, Marathon County Board Member Ken Day, and consultant Stephen Hintz at a forum on the subject that was held this week at UW Marathon County. We'll also hear from you. Maybe you've got a question about what this change would mean. Maybe you've got an opinion. If you think we need to keep power in the hands of an elected mayor directly accountable to the people, or if you think city government has gotten too complex and there's too much at stake not to have a trained professional calling the shots, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I'll read it live on the air. Keene, Linda, and Ed, thanks so much for being with us today.
Happy to be here.
My pleasure.
Hello.
Ed, tell us a little bit about the Center for the Small City and how that informs your perspective on this topic.
Well, the Center for the Small City has been around since the late 1970s. We sponsor a national conference as well as workshops. And so within the conference, we have talked about structure of government. It's not the only topic, but it's among the topics that have been presented at the conference. We also, for many, many years, produced the proceedings, which has been available and in many libraries around the country. We no longer produce the proceedings because of cost, but other than that, we still have the conference. We will have a conference in Wausau, interestingly enough, this fall, and that conference will be on civic engagement, and it'll be with the UW-Marathon County Civic Engagement Center. So we will be co-sponsoring a conference with them.
Which is where we're broadcasting right now.
Right.
What is the breakdown for strong mayor versus city administrator? Generally speaking, if you could just give me percentages, I guess, how many communities favor the one relative to the other, and are there similarities between them?
Well, in Wisconsin, the city, in terms of cities, other than villages, but cities, about 46% of the cities have a mayor in Wisconsin. About 49% have a mayor and an administrator, where the administrator is strong, and 5% have an actual manager. And that becomes a little bit of an interesting breakdown, because there's an actually separate manager's statute. And as I understand it, the Wausau referendum is not under the manager statute, but rather is under the administrator statute.
Well, what's the difference between the two?
Because the manager statute lays out a lot more power to the manager. Usually an administrator doesn't have as much power, but the way it was laid out in the statute, it lay out in the referendum, seemed a bit strange, because many of the administrators do not have the power of appointment. In other words, they are the administrator, but they don't appoint the department heads. The department heads are still appointed by the mayor and approved by the council. The way this was laid out, as I understand it, the administrator would appoint the department heads, which is almost the same as the manager.
Okay, got it. Keene, is that how the referendum is worded? Why don't you tell us exactly what it says?
I do have the wording here, and I don't think it really speaks to that. So the wording says, shall the city of Wausau establish a position of city administrator, reduce the mayor's position to part-time, transfer administrative and operational responsibilities from the mayor to the city administrator. So that will still need to be worked out exactly once the referendum is passed, we've scheduled four sessions with Dr. Hintz to go over our ordinances, to go over position description design, all those things. And we're going to do that whether the referendum passes or not. We'll still be talking about issues on how to fix what are problems in our city government.
Now, you've been really an outspoken advocate for making this change. You're putting signs up all around the neighborhoods in Wausau. Give us your best case for this, but try to be somewhat succinct. Say in 2 or 3 minutes, tell us why Wausau needs a city administrator from your point of view.
Well, unless you've been under a rock, you've seen that the city has had several problems over the last 3 years. And we've been working at this for a while. I first did the PowerPoint presentation on this back in July. I've done it for 10 community groups since then, several individuals. My finance committee worked on the wording, the design of the referendum and the wording of the referendum. So me and my colleagues have spent considerable time on this. And what it really comes down to when we talk about our problems, are our problems a question of policy or are they a problem of implementation? And I would say policy, what to do, I think we know what to do. The breakdown has been how we do it, implementation. And so we really need a skilled person to do the implementation. The other issue is we have a lot of skilled people on staff. And then the question is, is this flaws in the people that we have on staff, or is it flaws in the way we run our organization? And we have come to the conclusion that it's flaws in the way that we run our organization. So when I have, for example, we don't follow the eminent domain laws on Thomas Street, well, that's a flaw in implementation, not policy. And so what we need is a skilled manager.
How much money did that cost the city, not following those eminent domain rules?
We lost $2.5 million in federal funding for the HOT, and we had to put our staff on, send them to remedial training, and we spent 3 years on federal probation. And I could ask Dr. Miller if he knows of any other city that's been placed on federal probation in Wisconsin in recent memory. It's really quite an embarrassment.
Ed Miller?
I don't know. I don't have that information.
Okay. So we have these problems with implementation. And so we need a skilled and trained person really who is between the elected officials so they can focus on policy, and someone who oversees all the departments so that when something happens like our cell phone contract turns out to be 13 months expired, I don't have several departments saying, oh, I thought this other department was running it. I need some place where the buck stops.
And you, at the forum on Tuesday night, you laid out the economic problems that the city of Wausau is facing, and you thought an administrator would help there. What are those problems, and how would an administrator help?
Well, Wausau's basic problems are it is now a city surrounded by its suburbs. The suburbs are larger than we are. They're richer than we are. They have lower taxes than we do. We have the older, less desirable housing stock. So it really makes it tough for us to compete for new residents and new businesses, and yet we have this aging infrastructure that we have to support. So we really, really need to be lean and mean with the way we use our resources, and I need a skilled professional to deal with what is our competitiveness issue. I would not just anybody can do that. I need really top-notch management.
And you mentioned the mall, for instance, and losing our manufacturing base.
Well, we've certainly lost a number of big manufacturers. We've lost one anchor in the mall. We could lose another anchor in the mall. You think about the passing of people like Dick Dudley, Lane Ware, San Orr. We've lost a number of city fathers. Last time I presented to a business group of business managers that were concerned about, all of them did business in Wausau, and not a single one of them lived in Wausau. They all lived in the suburbs. And so that's a trend that we really have to find a way to reverse. And it's going to involve the city minding its taxes as well as being good with the money that it does have.
That's Keen Winters, alderman for the city of Wausau, who is an advocate of the city administrator form of government. We also have former Mayor Linda Lawrence. Linda, you were mayor for how many years? 6 years?
6 years, yes.
Why do you think we need to keep the strong mayor, the full-time mayor form of government in Wausau?
I guess I can't wipe out of my head both the schedule I had and all of the unmet goals that we had as a city in terms of the city's future, in terms of mustering resources. Keene referred to foundations and philanthropy. I mean, there's just a lot of different levels of stakeholders in the community business, not to mention people who live here and pay taxes here. So a mayor's role to me is almost like a conductor of an orchestra, that you have staff ready to implement policy and what the legislative body has deemed. You need to be networking with the people who are voting and the people who live and have businesses there. And I just cannot envision a part-time mayor being able to do all that. I'm not against the city hiring an administrator, but I am against the mayor being part-time. And I picked up something Dr. Hint said the other night, like, well, this would allow people who work, you know, to have a chance at being the mayor, because now we're under a full-time mayor's statute, I guess, mm-hmm. Dr. Miller, where you cannot have an outside job. So I guess the point of this is to increase the gene pool of people who will run for mayor. But I realize how much work is entailed, and I can't see it happening in less than 40 to 60 hours a week.
The idea that is being put forward by the advocates for the city administrator form of government is that if you make the mayor part-time, well, you're also taking away all of their administrative duties, so they can do the public relations stuff and the visionary stuff with part-time hours, and they wouldn't really have to worry that much about the administrative part of the job, which is very time-consuming.
You can't just do the simple math. Let's just say the mayor works 40 hours, and 10 hours of that are now spent, or 20 hours, on administrative nuts and bolts stuff. So then that would leave only X amount of hours to do all that, you know, fuzzy policy planning stuff. No, that would allow more time to give the mayor more horsepower to get things done. So I don't think it's a simple math issue. And another important issue has to do with what I'll just call staying on top of the curve in terms of the mayor. If you're part-time, you might come in and ask your administrator, well, you know, what's going on? What do I need to know? It's not enough to hear it from one person. It's not enough to read it in the minutes. You really need to be there. You need to hear the public hearings. There are formal ways to share information and informal ways. And I've seen enough of this at the county to know that, you know, you really need someone there who's elected to be there all the time, too.
Advocates for your position also say that this is what a democracy is all about. The people should be voting and deciding the person who's going to be actually having the power over the city.
Well, yes. I mean, you could argue we don't hire a governor, we elect one. We don't hire a president, we elect one. We don't hire city council members, we elect them. So I think you can argue on both sides. They're certainly not wrong when they say that laws are complex, policy is complex, personnel issues are complex, federal, you know, mandates are complex, and an elected mayor wouldn't necessarily have the skills to stay on top of that. Traditionally, WASA has relied on its department heads, most of whom had master's degrees in my tenure, and were really good at what they did. I'm not living under a rock, so I guess I've seen some of the things that Keene has referred to, and I'm not at City Hall to know really what could have been done differently to prevent that. But
the administrator will report to the City Council for the vision. Do you have a problem with a full-timer?
Yes.
Reporting to part-timers?
Absolutely. The city council generally shows up for meetings and comes to their legislative meeting. And that's how it should be. The city council should not be engaged in daily management or administration issues. That should be under the hat or the purview of the mayor. So to me, a city administrator who could be hired should report to the mayor, just like a super department head.
Keene, I want you to respond to that. Your position is that the city council and the part-time mayor could set policy.
That's right. We'll still have 12 elected officials. I think the mayor could be paid three times what a councilman makes. We're going to take away 80% of that person's job, so it's hard for me to justify full time. And look, I've been at this process for a while. I have a lot of people who say, why didn't you give us the city manager choice? Well, we'd rather get rid of the mayor altogether. I have people who criticize the solution and say, where are you going to find the money for an extra position? So I have to balance all those things as a legislator. And the best, I think, solution is a part-time mayor and a full-time administrator. And it is a compromise of many things. But I also don't, take issue with some of the things that Linda's saying. I think I don't want a mayor who's wandering from department to department and meeting to meeting, kibitzing about everything, and calling that their full-time job. Look, I can do the job and run my business, but I'm also on several boards. So all the networking that I need to do is all dovetailed. So if you get someone who's holds a position in the community and is involved in the community and involved in community service, all of that networking should come naturally and should come with the person. So I just don't think the mayor has to be full-time.
Well, what about Linda's suggestion that you have a full-time mayor and maybe hire a full-time administrative assistant? Maybe you wouldn't have to pay that person $140,000 or $130,000, whatever the city manager or the city administrator would be making.
Look, I need someone to supervise the department heads and coordinate the actions of departments. I need someone with a master's degree. I need someone with 15 years experience in the business of running cities. We've had too many breakdowns in implementation, and no department will take responsibility for any one thing. So we've issued several. We've violated state procurement law on the purchase of the birds and on the purchase of the Arlington Wall.
And what you're referring to are the rusty bird sculptures on
right. The
entryway to the city for those who don't live
right. In
Wausau and are hearing okay. About our politics.
And I have a board of public works that has my chief attorney, my chief financial officer, my chief CPA, and my chief engineer on it. And all of them look at each other and say, well, it wasn't my department that screwed up. And so where am I? I need someone where the buck stops and someone who has the ability to coach, mentor, and lead other people who have master's degrees. And we're just not going to find that running around the streets of Wausau.
I'd just like to point out, historically, the snafu called the Marathon County Jail construction project of the 1980s, when we had county administrators who had all sorts of degrees and skills in managing large sums of money and department heads over there. They hired a firm that had never built a jail before. I mean, there were cost overruns. When the state inspectors came up, it didn't meet state codes. You could pound a broom through the ceiling and chunk out a hole big enough for me to fit through. So, Keen, that might sound good, but I think a lot depends on if everyone knows their role, if the legislators legislate and stay out of administration, if you have a strong mayor, again, I'm going to say full-time, and you could have an administrator, 80% of the mayor's time, no, you've never been a mayor, so, I guess I understand how you might think on paper that's how it would look, but it wouldn't.
But Keen, you have a lot of experience in city government. You run a business. You've got a master's degree. So I think it's fair to say that.
I was a general manager for a telephone company.
You know how city government works.
I do. Part of the issue is when we get full-time mayors, we get people like Linda, who was a customer service representative and moved from essentially sitting behind a desk to supervising 360 people. And that doesn't work out well. And that's why you weren't reelected.
I'm not even going to go there.
Let's keep the personalities out of this. I want to focus on the issues. And Linda did... you ran that city for 6 years, and I think you're probably proud of some of the things that you accomplished during that period of time.
Well, while I was working at Federal Express to earn money, I was also a full-time student at UWSP, had Dr. Miller here for one of my professors. I had a major in social sciences and a political science minor. It was my life. I had been on the city council for 12 years, and I'm really proud of the way I ran the city. But I'm certainly not here to justify that today.
Ed Miller, I want you to focus on the arguments that were just made by Keen and Linda.
Well, they were good arguments, except they sort of miss some of the elements. The idea of the manager form or an administrator with power, as opposed to an administrator, you can have an administrator, as you mentioned, that is helping the mayor and running the city. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about an administrator that has significant power. The difference is when that was part of the scientific management school, and that was the idea that you can run a city based upon like a business management model, efficiency and economy, and that kind of thing. And that's why the manager was adopted by a lot of middle-sized cities. Small cities didn't, but middle-sized cities did. However, large cities did not. And the reason large cities did not is because there were different goals than just efficiency and economy. And those goals were responsive to the people. And that was much more likely in a mayor council form of government. Doesn't mean you wouldn't have an administrator as well, but the fact is that the mayor would have responsibility. So that's the argument, whether efficiency in the economy is your goal or its responsiveness is important. So in Wisconsin, for example, at least with the manager, which is slightly different, but has more responsibility, is somewhat similar to this. Half the cities that had adopted the manager in Wisconsin have abandoned it. And so that's one of the reasons that they did. This was also a fight in Oshkosh over their manager form, and they had a referendum, I think two referenda on that.
And you mentioned big cities, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, they all have full-time elected mayors.
Yes, none of the big cities don't have managers.
If the argument is that you need a manager or an administrator because things are so complex, how complex is it to run the city of Chicago with 3 million people?
Right. This doesn't mean they don't have administrators who are well-trained. What it means is that the administrators report to the mayor. And it's very difficult to report to a council, a collective body.
Keene Winters, are we comparing apples to oranges here, or is there some reason why big cities don't have full-time administrators
running
the show?
Well, the other thing is you really have a much larger selection pool for individuals. If I wanted someone who had a master's degree and 15 years experience running other cities, and I limited my application pool to people who just live in Wausau, well, I might get one or I might get zero, but if I recruited statewide, I can get more. And so for a small city, you really have to expand that recruitment pool. I would just say, though, too, in terms of statistics, I think Dr. Miller's information is somewhat dated. The majority of cities in Wisconsin do have administrators and part-time mayors. That number is 97 as of 2002, and that number has been steadily climbing. We're not talking about city manager form of government. There were 17 administrators in 1976. By 1990, there was 53, and now there are 97. So it is now the majority form of government in Wisconsin.
Ed Miller?
Actually, the administrators, there are 93 that have mayor in terms of cities or administrators, and there are 87 cities, so it's about equal, that have mayors, full-time mayors. Only 10 have managers. So the question then is, and that's one of the issues, is what is the responsibility of the administrator? And so a number of cities have administrators. For example, in the village of Plover, which is a village, they have an administrator, that's true, but the administrator is responsive to the president, who is part-time, the president of the village. And a lot more villages actually have administrators.
Let's listen to a short clip from the forum on this subject that took place on the UW Marathon County campus Tuesday night. This was a forum co-sponsored by the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service, Wisconsin Public Radio, and the Wausau Daily Herald, managed by its opinion page editor, Rob Mentzer. Here's consultant Stephen Hintz with some criticism and advice for both of our guests today, for Keene Winters and for Linda Lawrence.
Okay, now here's my chance to take a few pokes at my fellow panelists. I think Mr. Winter has described certainly a series of challenges that Wausau faces, and indeed, as has been pointed out, these are challenges that a lot of cities are facing right now. I think the question that you would want to ask him is, does city government have full responsibility for solving all of these challenges? And, you know, can we say with certainty that bringing this extra person on would lead to these challenges going away? They're big challenges, and quite honestly, I'm not sure that all of them can be put on the back of the city. With regard to Ms. Lawrence, I would make a couple of comments. Yeah, there certainly are times when the representational aspects of the mayor are pretty heavy. You're right about those early morning breakfasts and other kinds of things would happen. But the one thing you would need to note is that the referendum, you know, talks about a part-time mayor, but the amount of time that the person spends is simply not defined, and the idea of 20 hours is simply a number. You know, I've seen part-time mayors who work 50 hours a week, probably drive their department heads crazy, but there really isn't anything either in the state statutes or the city ordinances that defines what part-time is.
Okay, let's start with you, Linda Lawrence. It's 20 hours a week by statute. Why doesn't the part-time mayor just put in 50 hours a week?
Well, that's ridiculous. But I think what we're really down to is, if we want to quote Keen Winters from the other night, a socialite mayor who kind of flits around and cuts ribbons, or we want one who's meaningfully involved with the constituency, who's meaningfully involved with not only making policy, but leading policy. And my premise is, having done it, you can't do that on a part-time basis. And the city council, I'm sure, would set the salary's been suggested. I can't remember what it was, but three times what a city alderman makes, it's less than $15,000.
It's 18.
It's $18,000. You know, I don't know how much money people would consider, how many hours people would consider that's worth putting in, but I don't see myself as a mayor putting in what it takes for $18,000 a year.
And Keen Winters, Wausau is facing all of these economic problems, but maybe they're problems that even a city administrator can't fix. Maybe they're things that are beyond our control.
There are, but, you know, it's a fundamental issue of competitiveness. How do we attract new businesses and new residents? Taxes have to be an issue. Services have to be an issue. And making that as lean and mean as possible takes skill. And so we'll need an administrator for doing that, someone who's actually run other cities, can bring in other ideas, goes to the conferences, is up on the scholarly literature, not just someone who, you know, was stumbling around the streets of Wausau and thought it would be nice to be mayor. Now, I would also say that, you know, as a council person, I put in plenty of time. When I was a national officer in the JCs, I served a lot. I would spend weekends away, and I did that all with no pay. So there are plenty of models in which people have a community service orientation that they could step into this role and do a perfectly fine job and use the fact that they're in community service organizations, on boards, running businesses as part of their networking base.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll hear from Marathon County Board Member Ken Day, an advocate for the city administrator form of government, and former Wausau Mayor John Robinson, an advocate for the full-time mayor. We'll also get to your phone calls when Route 51 continues. But first, here's Steve Goodman with his song about a controversial big city mayor, Richard J. Daley.
It would be funny if heaven was just like the 11th Ward. Had to know the right people to receive that just reward. Richard J. Daley was the mayor of this town. When he died, no suitable replacement could be found. Daley's gone one more round.
Thank you to the businesses who help support WPR programs, including Alvarado Real Estate Group, Festival Choir of Madison, and Northern Sky Theater. Play a role in the success of WPR. Become a business sponsor. Go to WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Marshfield Clinic, dedicated to offering cancer care to meet the needs of each patient. Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. More information at marshfieldclinic.org/cancer.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Advocates of a city administrator form of government say a professional hand on the wheels of government will keep that from happening. Advocates of a full-time mayor say allowing the citizens to vote directly for a mayor is the best way of having change happen when it's needed. I'm Glenn Moberg. The city of Wausau will hold a non-binding referendum April 7th on whether it will keep a full-time mayor form of government or move to a part-time mayor with a full-time professional administrator. Our guest today, Wausau Alderman Keene Winters, who favors the change, former Wausau Mayor Linda Lawrence, who wants to keep the full-time mayor, and Ed Miller, professor of political science and co-director of the Center for the Small City at UW-Stevens Point. Keene and Linda were both participants in a forum on this subject that took place Tuesday night on the UW Marathon County campus. Let's play some clips and get some reaction. We'll hear from strong mayor advocate and former mayor John Robinson in just a bit. But first, here's Ken Day, a Marathon County board member and a city administrator advocate.
This is not about individuals who have served in the past. This is about the future and where the community of Wausau hopes to go as we look at the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I think Linda made the point probably as well or better than I can about municipal government is increasingly complex. Employee compensation. Since Act 10, the public unions have a much lesser role in terms of how they are organized and their ability to negotiate and the involvement that they have, the unions have, as it relates to employees and their compensation. The development of a compensation system without a union is a tremendous challenge for an organization with 350, 360 employees with all the different job classifications. Someone needs to do that work and lead that and implement it in an effective way. If you're expecting, as was described by Linda, a mayor to do that kind of in-depth work and provide the leadership and the coordination for that, that's very challenging in this new world as compared to just 3 years ago. Federal and state grants, TIF districts, if you will, are increasingly complex. They can now be used for a variety of things where initially TIF districts were for business development. They now can be used for residential development, a whole series of different applications. That complexity is much more sophisticated. The electorate has the ability to elect its city council. That individual works for a city council and a mayor. They serve at the will of the council and can be employed or discharged both with or without cause based upon how the contract is written. Much, much greater responsiveness to outcomes than where you elected a mayor where we would elect a mayor every 4 years. Department heads and other employees in the organization will recognize that they have that person to be accountable to. We have some serious concerns confronting us. I think we have a mall that is in significant jeopardy. We are not generating the kind of businesses that manufacturing and other kinds of companies that require the services of organizations like Rooter Ware and Whipfley. And if you don't have a good business base, we're very apt to lose those support service organizations as well. It's not just the manufacturing that eventually goes away, but it's all of those support organizations as well. We need people who are elected, both as mayor and council people, focusing their time on working on the development of the future of Wausau, not deciding where stop signs go. We've set up a structure which does not allow or encourage our elected leaders to be futuristic in nature, to be looking at what needs to be done to make this community viable.
And we are back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We have Ed Miller of UW-Stevens Point. He is the director of the co-director of the Center for the Small City. Keen Winters, a Wausau City alderman and an advocate for the city administrator form of government. And earlier in the program, we had Linda Lawrence, former mayor of the city of Wausau and an advocate for the strong mayor form of government. Ms. Lawrence had to leave early, and we will continue the program without her. I'd like you to react to Ken Day's assertion that Act 10 has made city governance more complicated because compensation, benefit, and severance packages now have to be worked out with hundreds of individual employees who are no longer represented by a single union. Ed Miller?
Act 10 has been a disaster. There's no question about that. It's not only affected city government, it's clearly affected school districts, and you can just look at it in the state. You can look at the number of teachers that have left and the difficulty of dealing with teachers in teachers' unions. In terms of the private sector, just recently we did enact the right to work, and a number of large employers, exactly what you had said, Glenn, objected to that because they thought it was much easier to work with the unions. And one big construction corporation is moving to Minnesota because of that.
Keen Winters, Act 10 is a disaster.
Well, I think Act 10 has been more of a godsend, and you have to understand where we were before. In practice, what you had is a payroll system under the unions where you gave everybody a cost of living increase, and then everybody got a step increase because of seniority. So you paid people the inflation, whatever the wage inflation was, plus they got an additional step from seniority, which guaranteed that your pay plan would always be going up faster than inflation. And that's just simply unsustainable. Now we've had in Wausau attempt to move to a merit pay plan, which would have been more controlled, but we really modeled it after the old structure and ended up having another pay plan where pay increases faster than inflation in a city that's not growing and is unsupportable. So Act 10 really gave us tools, but it certainly has made things more complicated.
And he also said, Ken Day, that department heads would function better if there was one person they knew that they reported to instead of getting conflicting directions from the mayor and individual council members. Ed Miller?
Well, it's much easier to get directions from the mayor. The mayor is an elected official. And so, therefore, the mayor is responsive to the people. And so it's not, again, as I said, it's not whether you have an administrator or not. It's the fact is it's the degree of responsibility that you give to an administrator. And if you give a lot of responsibility to an administrator, then you have not only the question of responsibility of people, but there has been good evidence that there's conflict between the administrator and the council. Because what happens is that the administrator much more begins to make policy. Well, the council says, well, no, you're the administrator and we are the policymaker. And that kind of conflict often results in the firing of the administrator. So there are many administrators who have been fired because of that particular policy administrative kind of conflict.
We're going to listen to some comments now from John Robinson, former mayor of Wausau and advocate for the full-time mayor position. Here's John Robinson at Tuesday's forum.
In San Diego, where they've had a city manager since 1931, the Chamber of Commerce, the city club, CEOs from media are joining the mayor in blaming the manager-run system for the large budget deficit and the failure to fully fund the pension plan. They claim that recent managers have lacked the political strength to mandate the necessary changes. And by giving authority to the mayor and the council, the business community thinks that it will make a difference. In Dallas, the downtown business leaders are urging a change in the current form of government because they point out that 15 city council members, merely all representing parochial neighborhood interests, and a mayor with little power other than a single council vote, he has no responsibility for the interests of the downtown or the city as a whole. Over the past 10 years, communities such as Oakland, Cincinnati, which is one of the stars that Keen pointed out, Hartford, St. Petersburg, Richmond, Sioux Falls, and Spokane have gone from manager to mayor out of concerns over how that community should be led. So if it's such a great system, why all the doubt? I do have a personal bias. I believe in the public's inherent ability to choose for themselves the leaders of a community. One of the things that this proposal would call is to give the budget authority to the manager or administrator. The budget is the number one policy document enacted each year by any governing unit. It allocates scarce resources and creates new programs. I would hope that you'd want an elected official who has to go to the public and ask for their stamp of approval and to be selected to make that decision. We trust the governor of this state to put together his management team. We trust the president of this country to put together his management team. We ought to trust the mayor to be able to put together their management team and to deal with those issues. In Carson City, they went through three managers in 20 months. In Karen Folks, the manager was removed in Allen Park, Michigan, given a severance package of $47,000 in 6 months' salary plus $7,000 plus $17,000 in retirement. In San Jose, three former managers were fired and were paid $333,000 to go away. In Chowchilla, California, the administrator was dismissed with 9 months' salary. So there is a cost associated with failed leadership on the part of those appointed officials. So as we look to the referendum, the question is who do we want leading the city? Do you want somebody that's accountable to the public, who is from the community, who understands the community, who shares a vision with the community and is chosen by that vision? Or do you want somebody that is appointed?
And that is former Wausau City Mayor John Robinson, an advocate of the strong mayor form of government. The city will be voting on whether to do that or have a city administrator largely running the day-to-day operations of the city in a non-binding referendum on April 7th. Keene Winters, the governor has his budget. The president has his budget. Why not the mayor of Wausau? The budget is a policy document.
Right, but it's also I need people who understand procurement, do those things right. It's a technical document, and the question is can I find the talent just simply from a small recruitment pool? Mr. Robinson talked about many cities that have over 1 million people. He's given you horror stories to make it look like and cherry pick some examples, but the trend in Wisconsin has been in 1976 there were 17 administrators. By 1990 there were 53. From 1990 to 2004, the number went up 25 to 78. It picked up from 2004 to 2012, another 19 to 97. So it's now in the majority form of government in Wisconsin.
Well, just because it's a majority form doesn't mean that it's necessarily the best. Let's look at two of his examples. Why would the city of Dallas and the city of San Diego, both major metropolitan areas, mm-hmm. suddenly be having misgivings about their city managers or city administrators and want to go back to a full-time mayor who's directly elected by the people?
Well, there's always politics to these things, and you're talking about multi-million-person cities, what the local conflict is there, what the failings of the administrator might have been. Those are all things, but, that's California, and it's Texas. It's not here.
Ed Miller, your reaction to what you heard from John Robinson?
Well, what John is saying is, and he was a former student of mine as well, but what John is saying is essentially that the mayor being elected, as they say, is responsive to the people. And that it was the issue in these other cities. The question was whether a non-elected official should have not only responsibility as any administrator would, and they can hire certainly an administrator, but the question is whether there would be someone who's elected by the people who makes priority decisions. Now, you got to realize that running a city is not just efficiency and economy. It's not just keeping the book straight and meeting the federal requirements. I mean, that is one thing. You got to do that. But in addition to that, there's all kinds of decisions that have to be made. And those decisions of, it's not, they used to say not a Democratic or Republican way to pave a street. Well, there is. And that is where the street is going to be paved and how much you're going to pave the street, whether it's going to last for 20 years or 10 years. Those are all political decisions that are made responsiveness to the people. The other thing I should point out is, and I didn't do the study, but it was done by Jim Simmons of the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. He showed that cities that had strong administrators or managers that have great responsibilities actually lagged in economic development in Wisconsin. That's not true with regard to villages, which tend to be richer and smaller. But it is true with regard to cities, according to his data.
Keen, John Robinson mentioned, we didn't hear it in this clip, but he mentioned it Tuesday night, that many of the area job losses have taken place in communities outside the city of Wausau. The paper mill closing in Brokaw, the Weather Shield plant in Mosinee, the post office center shutting down in Rothschild. Those communities all have city administrators or managers. Why weren't they able to prevent those job losses?
Well, the good fact is we in the city of Wausau have much higher unemployment than they do. So you can talk about some high-profile examples and essentially talk about the exceptions. What you need to talk about is what are the general trends. And the general trend is that Wausau has businesses come and businesses go. So they've had some businesses go, they've had some businesses come. At the end of the day, who has higher unemployment? City of Wausau. Generally 33% higher than the county that surrounds it.
We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with your questions. I know you've been waiting patiently. We'll get to them right after the break. There are many communities across the country that have full-time mayors and many others that have full-time administrators. Here's Hank Snow with a partial list.
Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, Cotta, Monterey, Ferris, Santa Fe, Tallahassee, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Austin, Luna, Tennessee, Hansie, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Cradle Lake, Beach, Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Oklahoma, Baker, Sheffield, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Spring, Baker, Fields, Shreveport, Hattensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Damantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Proud the desert's bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio include Eau Claire Children's Theater, Colosso Toyota, and Hooper Corporation, proud sponsors of WPR programs. Your business can join our ever-growing list of contributors. More information at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Northwind Renewable Energy of Stevens Point, designing and installing solar systems, highly efficient wood boiler systems, and providing deep energy retrofits to buildings. Northwind's project portfolio is available at northwindre.com.
And we are running short of time, so I'm going to try to get to the phone calls right away. We have a caller on line one, just one caller at this point. Caller, state your name and the community you're calling from. Well, we apparently have lost our caller. We've got a Facebook post as well. As a resident of a town adjoining Wausau and one who spends time in Wausau, it is important to me, Lawrence writes, that Wausau is well run. Mayor Lawrence, not the same as the Lawrence who is on Facebook, had a vision her successor did not. Wausau needs a mayor with vision, but also needs an administrator to take care of the details. I would like to see a city administrator who is hired by and reports directly to the mayor, not the council. No one can serve two masters, let alone a council. Keen Winters.
Well, typically you have a situation in the county here where you have an administrator who is the one and only manager or employee of the county. In city government, policy decisions are vested in the council. Not that we don't elect kings to run our cities. Mayors have an administrative responsibility and a ministerial responsibility, although they have an informal policy role. The policy role is with the council, and so you really need the administrator to follow the policy as articulated by the council.
And Ed Miller, what's the other point of view on this?
Well, one of my main areas is legislative process, and so whether it's councils or state legislatures or Congress, I should have great support for them. I worked in the Congress. However, these bodies have really need direction. These bodies have not been able to do it themselves. And so without a strong, whether governor or president, or in this case would be mayor, they would sort of be floundering. And we've seen that over and over again. It's hard to explain why. Could be, well, with the city council, they're part-time. But state legislatures are supposed to be full-time, and certainly Congress is supposed to be full-time. They simply can't do it.
Do city administrators or city managers work better when there's unanimity on the council, not a lot of infighting, not a lot of factions, maybe policy changes from one day to the next? And if you have a lot of factions on the council, does that make an administrator's job harder?
Oh, absolutely. If there's factions on the council, technically the council is supposed to do policy. And if there's factions on the council, the administrator doesn't know which way to go. And that becomes a problem. And especially when there's factions and one day one faction's up, the next day another faction's are up, and you usually see the administrator leaving.
And we are out of time, gentlemen. Thank you both for being with us. I want to thank today's guests, former Wausau Mayor Linda Lawrence, Wausau Alderman Keene Winters, and UW Stevens Point Political Science Professor Ed Miller. Thanks also to Marathon County Board Member Ken Day, former Mayor John Robinson, and consultant Stephen Hintz for comments made at this week's forum, sponsored by the Wausau Daily Herald, Wisconsin Public Radio, and the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Special music today by Stevie Wonder, Steve Goodman, The Who, Hank Snow, Journey, and Igloo and Hartley. Next week on Route 51, we turn the clock back almost 100 years for a discussion of the impact of World War I on civil liberties in America, as well as look at the continuing struggle between national security and personal freedom. Remember to vote Tuesday, April 7th. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. And until next week, we're heading out of town. Now we're laying in the-